If you don't measure it, it doesn't matter. And one of the things that intrigues me is how quiet things get on anchor. So everything I'm about to say will go away because the half dozen people that listen to the flow I have on a regular weekday dwindled to 3 or 4 people on a weekend. It wasn't always that way. When the community was smaller, the listenership was greater, which proves that the bigger the community you're in, the larger the crowd you are in a stadium, the smaller your status is, unless you're sitting in the prime seats or, you know, you got a logo on your chest or a happy face that meets the television producer's needs at the moment. So over the space of the last year and a half, you know, I've gone from maybe 15 to 20 listens a day, and you could see that on Anchor V1, to when we were in a bobbing little raft of 25 people. I would always get nearly everyone, of those 20 people listening to every piece of crap that I talked about. Now, the Anchor community is much bigger, by a factor of 100 at least, bigger. I reckon there's probably more than 300 people using Anchor to create content every day. Much bigger than the 25 people that were doing it in the last gasps of Anchor version 1. So anyway, about 4 months ago, I did a shout-out Saturday saying thanks to folks who visited on a Friday. I had 14 shout-outs back then to people. 14. I'll do a few today. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 that I'll shout to people, thanking them for visiting and mentioning something that they do. And it won't be unusual to see that a few of the people I shout to won't have even 3 people listen to the shout-out. Like me, they also have a small following, so the shout-out won't appear in the flow. I think what I'll do first is I'll mention the names of the people now, so you know if they're not in the flow of conversation, you're missing out, you're not hearing it. So I'll shout to Abe Martinez, Paul Manny, Ray Renati, Georgie D, Clifford LeBlanc, Jennifer Elin, Dewan, Shane Dillon, and Tinian. And I know 2 of those people, they're silent, maybe 3 of those people, silent today. You have to make a request. They don't use this hamster wheel of Anchor, which means that what I'm about to do, shout out to them, they'll never hear it. Well, maybe they will. Maybe they'll have the notifications turned on, or maybe they'll view the little bell that's on their app, see a dot, they'll see I shouted out to them, and maybe they'll listen to it that way. Fair enough. But on balance, what I know is this. The conversation between people, between small groups of people, has become more difficult because of the architecture of the app. If you're unwilling to actively jump off the carousel and find people and their conversations, you're stuck in a filter bubble that's aided and abetted by the architecture of Anchor. Yeah. Just like television, really. Once you get wired into the set, you may be too lazy to change channel. Or not. Maybe you have a more active listening pattern, and you do get up, and especially on Anchor, and you flip that dial and go deep into people's episodes or listen to them in another space. Not the Anchor app, because as you know, it'll drain your battery fast, the app will, and it'll suck down your mobile data if you're listening on the road, like I do. Okay. I'll have to do a few shout-outs to people who I really do appreciate they visited, and got to make my way across and listen to their stuff today, because if they're on air, they deserve a good listen, don't you think? Bye for now. Paul Manny, I heard about your birthday the day before, 2 days before, because I was walking past your brother's shop when you were talking about it. Then you forgot you talked about it, and then I heard it again when I was in Colbert Station. Hope your birthday went well. Really do. And we need to hook up. I'm going to take a crew to Limerick. To Limerick in early November. I'm taking a crew to Cork in November sometime as well. We'll go to Republic of Work. And we'll probably go to Teamwork as well. So, looking for the Business Jazz podcast to drop into my collector's items. Listen to you and Roger. Also, would like to see the special space you carve out. when you use the space of both Republic of Work and the Blarney Observatory. I'd like to look at that Black Rock Castle Observatory. I want to see that. You know what I've never done is kiss the Blarney Stone. I've never been to Blarney. Got to fix that. I also want to go far west in Cork over the Christmas season. I'd like to do that. Get stuck into Skull or as far west as I can go. Thinking about going to, what's it called, Castlebar? Don't even know. I should know. I want to go far west, though. I want to see and feel the ravaging winds of the Atlantic Ocean. It's a leveling influence for me. Enjoy the weekend, Paul. Bye for now. Happy birthday. Hey, Colin. Hope you get this, because I'm putting it up on a Saturday, but then, you know, I think you'll come back in Monday afternoon, so you have to actually dig deep to find a shout-out, maybe. I'm not sure how that works. When you go away and you're not here and there's a shout-out on my timeline, can you see it in the archive? Imagine you can. Yeah, sure you can. Anyway, thanks for visiting, Colin. And, you know, small segments of content I made with your name in it, I've had to delete because I have a misfiring iPhone 5C that's just not handling Anchor anymore. I don't know what the story is. Neighbor of mine's got one of these mean Ford trucks, man. What's the one that's a F-150 level up, a Nemesis or something? So, like, the engine size, it's not the same as in the States. It's like a 3.2 liter instead of a 3.5 liter engine. But boy, he's got these 20-inch tires on it, and he traded his 5 Series BMW for this thing. I mean, why get a truck you don't want to get mud on? He's already said that. Don't put any mud on that one. But you need a ladder to get into it. It's got 2 daughters. They love it. They have a little step they use to get up into the back seats. Big black Nemesis. Somehow I think about you when I see that thing. Well, yeah, you are Tales from the Truck, right? So maybe the neighbor will let me sit in the back and make Tales from his truck. Why not? Do you syndicate? Can I franchise your name? Do you mind? Yeah. I can be talesfromthetruck.ie. Yeah. Then you can serve me a takedown notice for infringing. Or I could put that up and you could throw your content onto it. Why not? Interesting. Anyway, it all starts with a truck, because I do think of you, Colin, when I see my neighbor's truck. It is the biggest, blackest, meanest, badass truck in my life. Big Nemesis. Thanks for visiting, Colin. And thanks for the words. Couldn't live without unbecoming of age. Really couldn't. Looking for more podcast recommendations, too, because your stuff's always spot on. Bye now. Hey, Georgie. Thanks for visiting my website, my Anchor site. I got a website too. Nobody visits that. I got to fix that. I got a story within a story about that, though. It's going to be fun to unpack that and tell it. I haven't even listened to these private messages sent about the phone number. I got to do that. Got to have my ducks lined up, because I do not want to push a boat out into waters that I know will pay off until I have my ducks lined up in a row. And the idea that I have has to be strong enough to pull it off solo, because I know that's what ultimately happens to a lot of things I do. Got to be able to carry the weight and make it happen, because I know it's worth doing. Thanks for visiting. Thanks for doing the bullying thing. And hey, I love the podcast stuff you have on your bullying thesis. I don't agree with some of the stuff you have on Blade Runner 2049. I got to stand up, say my piece. And like many other people, I fantasize about pole dancing the Gold Digger rap. Would you do that as a special Snapchat session? Just wondering. I'm sure some people would pay for it. It's a whole genre of that, isn't there? Pole dancing is a genre. But then, you know, 60-something pole dancing, that's a whole new art form. I rented a house, part of a house, a room, from Ray Renati's hometown, Palo Alto, from a 60-something Jewish belly dancer. So she's using belly dancing as her, like, yoga technique. So before yoga was a thing, belly dancer was a thing for 60-something Jewish ladies in Palo Alto. She was fit. I mean, it helped her physique and confidence and her joints, belly dancing. And then came what? Pole dancing next, and then yoga. So do you do yoga? It would seem to me, if my thesis is correct, that would be the natural progression. Just wondering. Meantime, go download and listen to your bullying thesis. Should be bullying thesis, not bully thesis, don't you think? For the title. Bye for now. Andrew Brown is one of my top five listeners. He's just always here. I swear there's a bot coming for Andrew. And what's happened is I think I have more listeners per capita from Australia than I do from any other country. Hey, Andrew, if you listen to this, can you start doing stuff like fail stuff? Can you talk about stuff, technology that fails, IT, failure lessons? It's a whole genre to that. I mean, it's like dystopian tech. Everybody loves a car crash, especially when it involves technology, don't you think? I'm sincere about that. Fork your channel and just talk about failures in information technology. Really. Fit. Failures of information technology. Fitcast. Okay, if you're listening to my flow conversation here on Anchor on my shout-out Saturday, you'll notice that the nine names I mentioned quickly became greater than that. And I couldn't figure that out because I said to myself, I counted. I just know no more than 10 people listen to any one of my episodes the last 4 or 5 days. I just know that. And then all of a sudden I started seeing episodes where 10 or 11 people were listening and thinking, wait a minute, how did I miss that? Are these people coming in behind my back as I make my shout-out Saturday happen? Then I realized, oh, wait. Power users like Georgie are in my flow. I echoed some of their stuff. Of course, Georgie's going to have 80 people listening to her. So there you are. Now I know that I would have given 3 or 4 more listens to Georgie's stuff because it was in my flow, but they actually tapped to listen or scrubbed to listen to Georgie. Good stuff on bullying. She's got a podcast, a bully thesis that's worth listening to. If you don't download people's episodes on Anchor, you're missing out on a really important part of the plumbing of Anchor. So I'd recommend doing stuff, pulling her stuff down. Really worth doing. Really worth doing. And Georgie, if you're listening to this, Shane Dillon's got film reviews up on his station. I'll do a shout out so you can see Shane Dillon. Actually, you won't see him if you're not following him. Shane Dillon, film reviews. Okay, what else do I want to tell you? Oh, yeah. If I type in the word shout, there's people doing shout-outs, so people are shouting back to James Jefferson Jr., James Andre Jefferson Jr., Triple J. Business as unusual, that's Kelly, what's her name, Kelly something-something, double-barreled name, is doing business as unusual, and she's doing shout-outs there. Rambling Diva is thanking people for shouting out. Education Innovation, how about that? I didn't know there was a thing called Education Innovation, but they're doing a remaster. They remastered Twist and Shout. Kevin Touch is saying, listen to these shout-outs. Breast Cancer Awareness. And then there's like Shout in Halls. Shapta Akimi. Muslim shout-out. But how about the Education Innovation? See this? I looked up the shout-out, and I found Education Innovation. I'm going to take a pause here. I was going to listen. It's from Nick Provenzano, the nerdy teacher. On what's new and needed in the world of education technology. Hey, I'll just favorite it. Hear this? Favorite it. Make a request is what it says, so you must be a teacher. Teachers don't have time for Anchor. Did you know that? Okay, my shout-out Saturday continues. I'm going to shout-out to people who are listening to stuff that I didn't make, but we're here to listen to it. That'd be you, Colin, and you, Andrew Brown. Thanks for stopping by on my shout-out Saturday. Clifford, I miss the days of Anchor One on our little boat when I know you talk every day. Now, you and Leo, man, gotta dig you out. Ask what's going on. You have, like, the biggest beard and the biggest mic of anybody who I follow on Anchor. At least that's what your avatar suggests. So, Clifford, talk some more, okay? People listen to this. They want to hear you. They do. Thanks for visiting. My shout-out Saturday continues. I'm shouting out to Tinian, Shane Dillon, Dewan, Jen, you, Clifford, Georgie D, Ray, Colin Flynn, Andrew Brown, Paul O'Manny, and Abe Martinez. Probably a few other people, too. How many is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 people. hope it doesn't go higher than 12, because I started this series out with saying I know no more than 5 or 6 people actually listen to me regularly, and I found one segment where 9 people listened. Now it's grown, but you are in that 9, faithful listener, clever. Do want a quick shout out to say your personality lends a certain booming confidence to people who follow, but then again, also your voice also can be a challenge from the coach on the sidelines to step it up. So that can intimidate people. You know that, right? I'm saying this because after I hear some of your segments, then I make a segment of my own, or I record myself in a classroom with students. I realize, oh my God, I'm being too harsh with the listeners to my students. I need to be more soft and fuzzy, you know, more accommodating or more huggable. And I'm not blaming you for that. I'm just saying I sometimes get that from where your confidence comes through with an articulation that other people expect. Here's another thing, which some people wouldn't probably expect. Do you have an Amazon wish list? You ought to have one, and just let it circulate to friends. Because like Momac, there are people out there that say, hey, Delon, here's something for you. If they knew you liked a certain thing because it was listed, Christ, you may end up with a FedEx package on your porch, you know, or in your, and as a call slip. So do faithful listeners a favor and talk more about objects of desire. But if you listed it in the Amazon wish list, then it'd be easy for people to say, there you are, here's a voucher for you. See, people would do that. People would do that. No harm in that. You don't have to say you have to pay me to hear my content, but, you know, tell us where your shit's listed and watch magic happen around Christmas. I speak from experience on this. Thanks, Swan, for visiting. Hey, Brett. Thanks for stopping by. I like your stuff. Though it just stuck up on Anchor about version 1 remnants, little tidbits of stuff from V1. I like the reflections from the job fair because it's very timely, taking students there. And then I hadn't thought about hashtagging stuff as a happy moment. Clever. Now you got me curious. Anybody else out there in Anchor actually telling people in public that they're happy and they're not using Pharrell to do it? Because as you know, use the word Pharrell with happy, people like DeWan get sick. All right. Eileen's happy Friday. Jordan Taylor has a happy hour nacho disaster. More happy life, a smiling M with a happy Friday assessment from Just Jennifer. Happy birthday, Paul. Happy Friday 13, Simon. Purple cakes, happy birthday, Paul. Happy day, wonderfully made. Happy Friday. Oh, about my speaker and Windows update. Oops, says Sarah Alami. Monica says, happy Friday 13th. Success Coach, happy Friday 13th. Horry went, happy Friday the 13th. J.R. Borgnenson, happy Friday 13th. Everybody's happy Friday. Wait a minute. Jackie Rumble. Recognize that name. Yeah. Okay, we'll follow her. Used to follow Jackie Rumble on Audioboo. Jessica Eden's wishing us happy. Happy. Oh, lots of happy boys. Even in the title of their avatar, happy. Bring happiness. I mean, a whole lot of stuff. So you're on to something. Happy moment. Kenyan, enjoy the weekend. Shout out to you, Shane Dillon. Thanks for visiting. I like your film reviews. Keep them up. I know this is a bit of a time suck, this Anchor thing. It actually screws my battery up. So I'm not on it as much as I need to be. I don't need to be on it. But I do need to say thanks for visiting, Shane Dillon. Enjoy your weekend. Bye. Jennifer Elin, you're an institution of Anchor and you know it. I like your music challenges. I gotta put down tools and actually join up with them. That's what I gotta do. Thanks for putting them into podcast format. That's really helpful. It's a thread of continuity to the community and its voices. I really like it. And you have bookmarked Disneyland in my life. Gotta take the kids out there before they're 16. Family's in Tucson, so it's, about a day's drive between Tucson and L.A. Be worth doing. They need to see the traffic. And for what it's worth, you know, I used to live about 25 miles southeast of the Santa Rosa fires. show my kids the map on Google Maps. You could see Google Map put up the little red dots, which indicate don't travel on these roads because they're firebreak roads. Yeah. Spent time in Lake Berryessa, just right near where some of the fires started. Thinking about people in California, even though I know you're far south of that, but Santa Rosa makes it onto the Irish news here. It is a major traumatic event. Thanks for visiting, Jen. Keep up the positive vibes. They're so good. Hey, Abe. I know Bullying Prevention Month probably was a thing, but I think you brought the voices to the fore when you started talking about it and asking for stuff. I also think you have some really sweet echoes that you do of content. You're like a content curator. And here, look, on this account that I have, you know, I'm not following you. I need to fix that. Because I like your curation. Bye for now. Barbara KB, I haven't heard you around these parts lately. I'm sure you're making content somewhere else. Really enjoy your perspective. And for what it's worth, I connected with Jordan Taylor. Listening to Jordan evolve his space. Using Anchor to kind of muse about stuff. His video work is pretty good. And it's very millennial. So I needed that. Needed to see the millennial treatment. As expected, even though I've made a presence known between Jordan and Sarah, I'm not in the crowd. Relegated to be a bystander, because after all, if everybody that followed you, or, you know, anyway, if you're an A-lister and you show up here, if more than 1,000 people watch your videos within a half an hour, if you put them up on YouTube and you show up here, there's no way you can enter a conversation with them. You got to just talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk, because that's who you are. Anyway, glad you're back into the miniature flow of things. I'm not here to distract you. Get back on your hamster wheel and enjoy the content of Anchor.fm. Radio for the people. Ray Renati, you bring angst to my flow. Thank you for that. More than anybody else, you bring the sense of tension and anticipation and the thrill of accomplishment and the depression of disappointment to my flow. And I'm just saying that because I can on my Shout Out Saturday. Everybody should listen to Ray, or Yurik, either one. If you want a yak, he's got your back. Lulu, okay, you need to know this. It's a health warning for anybody else because you did this for me. You said you got the birds. And Dr. New said the same thing. She said she pointed out feathered friends. Anyway, the point is this. Sometimes I listen to content with earbuds in, and sometimes I just have an iPad mini with speaker cranked up. But anyway, I also have a cat in the house. We rehomed a small kitten. When one of your segments was playing, the birds went off. The cat was on my head. The earbud was in my ear, and she took a swat at my earbud with her paw because of your birds. You should probably put it in the caption. Birds in segment. Because, like, I've had to not listen to your flow when at home sometimes. Because the cat will jump on my shoulders and then jump on my head. Literally get on the top of my head, little kitten. And those birds cause me problems. I love birds, though. My brother's got 17 different kinds of birds in his house. So I've been around them. I've got Avery in my blood. Tim Arenetta, you're a consummate storyteller and a sage. You are. Even though there's another sage in my life, Sage Logan. But I do appreciate, especially the archives that you lift in, the archival content that you lift in to anchor and share. Good stuff, man. Excellent stories. I got to resurrect the fish story from Finland. I saved it somehow, but now I can't find it. So now I'm going to go scoot to your station and see, is the fish there? It's the fish story there. It's a good fish story. It's great. You were practicing it. It was really good. Kids loved it. Thanks for visiting. Stay out of the fires, okay? Don't go towards Santa Rosa. Berkeley's safe, isn't it? Lola, I do these occasional things, no more than once a month. Shout out Saturday because I can. Thanks for visiting. I'm shouting out to you. And I'm going to tell you what's on my bookshelf, books that you influence. You influence Sapiens, Yuval Noah Harari's book.
Never did buy his second one because you were just so adamant about no, it wouldn't be worth it. Okay, that book's sitting on top of What a Fish Knows, sitting next to The Stranger by Albert Camus. It sits next to Microsoft's Programming HTML5 with JavaScript and CSS3, and another Microsoft book called Modern Web Development. Here in Ireland, they would call it Modern. Neil Gaiman's View from the Cheap Seats is right next to that, then When Breath Becomes Air. You've read that, right? Paul Kalanithi. His wife finished the book. He died. And then Paul Manny gave me Chris Brogan's The Freaks Shall Inherit the Earth. Some other books that are in the flow: Aesthetics by Fegan and Maynard. Microsoft OneNote by Microsoft. The Anarchist in the Library by Siva Vaidhyanathan. Communication Power, an Oxford text. Get Coding, says Walker Books. And Business Information Management, I teach that. So I have the second edition of that text. Also of Making Comics by Scott McCloud. Information Dashboard Design by O'Reilly Press. Another management information system. This one's pretty expensive, more than $100 if you bought it from Pearson Press. Wild Geese, The Irish in America from the Crafts Council of Ireland. I have that. And I have a book I'm going to throw out right now in front of you. I'm going to throw out a hardback book from the Squadron Officer School I attended, class of 83C. No, wait. I'm going to throw it out after I cut the front cover off and use the front cover for something else. That's what I'll do. I didn't like going to Squadron Officer School. Yeah. Also in this bookshelf is part of a tooth reminding me I probably don't have much more time before I have a root canal. A root canal. It's a big chunk of a tooth. Man, oh man, that was a big tooth. Wow. Okay, hey, thanks for visiting. Enjoy your weekend. And I really like your stuff. When you get time and energy to share. Bye for now. Roberts Neal. Did I tell you that my ex-wife grew up close to probably where you are? So she was up in Ontario on the shore of Lake Ontario as about a five-year-old. There's some kind of U.S. military base up there, I think, or a Canadian military base, where her father was serving as a logistician. Can't remember now where it was. I know as a kid she visited Thunder Bay, wherever that is. And as an adult, I'd spent more time than I admit, or would like to admit, in Goose Bay, Labrador. My animators enjoyed your segment. You called in on the back of a lost story that you heard them talking about concerning dog tag in my pocket. Thanks for that. They're stunned. They don't understand what just happened. I'm having them unpack Anchor as a task in the month of November to figure out what is this thing called Anchor. Because I actually believe it's microcasting. It's not podcasting. It's microcasting. Spontaneous audio. Easy to do. With a recording device that most people have in their pockets. I'm talking to you on an iPhone 5C. It's soon going to be retired from daily service because a student, an ex-student of mine, is going to sell me his 7 Plus phone. It's damaged, he says. 256 gig phone, though. And that'll easily enter service, daily service with me. I can retire the 5C to being, perhaps, just a recording device. Yeah, how about that? Microcasting. All you need is a simple recording device. Robert, keep bringing on the poems. I'm hoping that people listen to my shout-out Saturdays. And by the numbers, I can hopefully see that more than a dozen folks hear me saying hi and thanks for visiting. Because I do appreciate your content and your flow. Bye from Ireland.
Hey, Bernie, good morning. Good morning, Saturday. What a lovely call-in. Thank you very much. You've got a lot of plans. My goodness. It's Castletown Bear, by the way. But that's a lot of plans. I must listen to it again and take it all in. I'm rushing at the moment to do something for Toastmasters. But I must say the overall sensation of listening to you talking here to me is just terrific. Thanks a million.
Until I heard Robert Neal explain why he grabbed my shout-outs and echoed them, which I thought was amazing. And as I told him in a comment, I thought he'd listen to every one of them because Robert's a careful, methodical listener. The comment string reveals something else, and so does the clip that follows about how Robert listens and repackages content. So, for those who will miss Saturday and then Sunday, because they don't spend time on Anchor on the weekends, since there are real-world things to do with family and friends on weekends, and they don't involve mobile microcasting technologies. For those folks who want to catch up with my October 2017 shout-outs, you can now grab them as a podcast episode. Enjoy! And listen to what Robert has to say next. So I've had a very glorious shout-out Saturday. Unexpected amplification and echoing and stuff. Thank you, Robert Neal and Paul Manny and Georgie D. for rowing in there. And let me know that this stuff works. Microcasting in my pocket. Shout-out Saturday, October 2017. Thanks for listening, folks. Catch up with me. I'm Top Gold. I live in Ireland. I'm an American. Learning how to communicate. Bye for now.